Prime Minister Modi urges CSIR to develop vision for 2042 when it turns 100. New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday appreciated the efforts of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, in the country's development and urged it to develop a vision for 2042 when CSIR turns 100 years old. PM Modi chaired the meeting of the CSIR Society at 7, Lok Kalyan Marg on Saturday. The Prime Minister, who is also the President of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, highlighted the significance of documenting the journey of the CSIR in the past 80 years. Union Minister of Science and Technology, Jitendra Singh, who is the Vice President of CSIR, and Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal were present at the meeting along with other CSIR Society members including eminent scientists, industrialists and secretaries of scientific and other ministries in the government. During the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized that for technology to reach the common man, an integrated approach of scientific, commercial and social components must be pursued. He asked the leaders of the scientific community to adopt a one-person, one-lab approach to help boost scientific research and development through such a focused approach. He also suggested that a virtual summit of all labs can be held regularly in which they can learn new things from each other's experience, a Ministry of Science and Technology release said. The Prime Minister called upon the scientific community to come up with technological solutions to increase protein content in cereals and new varieties of millets to improve the yield and also nutritional content. He asked scientists to develop a catalogue of high nutritional value of indigenous food products, which will help enhance their global acceptability. PM Modi called upon the industry and academic and research organizations to work seamlessly with greater integration and focus on addressing India's energy needs and also foster circular economy and develop economically viable solutions towards sustainable development. The Prime Minister called for India to develop technologies not only for India but for the world and pursue novel approaches for addressing energy needs focusing on green energy. He highlighted the need to use scientific approach and technology such as AI in various fields ranging from traditional knowledge to mapping students to their interests, skill sets and competencies which will make them better suited to meet the demands of future India and the world as the country moves towards Vision 2047 with the aim of India becoming a global leader. Earlier, in his opening remarks, Jitendra Singh highlighted that this year CSIR has completed 80 years just around the time when India celebrated 75 years of independence and the two have traversed the journey together. He emphasized for integration, synergy and the siloizing industry, academia and research. DG CSIR N. Kalaselvi made a presentation on the recent achievements and contribution of CSIR and highlighted the recent efforts on India's first hydrogen fuel cell bus, ushering in purple revolution in Jammu and Kashmir and opening of TKDL library to spur innovation based on India's rich traditional knowledge. The preparedness for future pandemics through mRNA platform technology, nurturing young scientific leaders, and sustainable startups and reaching out to the school students through Jigyasa Virtual Lab were some of the other major initiatives that were highlighted by DG CSIR. She also presented the roadmap of CSIR Vision 2030 which is aligned to national ambitions and email protected, NI. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.